Zimbabwe's Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act came into being in March 2008. Controversial from the start, the law, propagated by the ruling ZANU-PF party as a means to empower the country's blacks, faced heavy criticism from opposition groups who saw it as a deterrent to much-needed foreign investors. But Zimbabwe's government pressed on, declaring any foreign company unwilling to comply unwelcome in Zimbabwe. But many foreign companies remained uncompliant, including Impala Mining, Zimplants, and banks such as Barclays and Stanbic. Indigenization Minister Patrick Zhuwao concedes.
What we are concerned about is that there's been some sectors where compliance levels are not as we would want them to be. And this is where the president has said that we want to make sure that we get compliance. And if you look at the frameworks, I do acknowledge that there has been rampant non-compliance with the legislation.
As a result, over the years, Zimbabwe's once rigid, hardline tone gave way to more conciliatory assurances that the law, which requires foreign and white-owned companies with assets of more than $500,000 to cede or sell a 51% stake to black nationals or the country's National Economic Empowerment Board, was open to discussion and would apply on an individual company basis. Fast forward to 2016, while the law is still intact, the country has clearly made a turn while not admitting to failure. On Monday, Zhuwao and Zimbabwe's Finance Minister, Patrick Chinamasa, who had openly clashed on the law's implementation, jointly introduced new measures, or what they called clarifications, where it affects foreign companies that have lagged on compliance.
These frameworks are not new. They are frameworks that seek to accommodate current policy positions of government with regards to the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Socioeconomic Transformation and the 10-point plan guidelines to enable businesses that have not yet complied with indigenization to start making efforts towards compliance in line with the pronouncement made by His Excellency the President.
Foreign companies that have not complied with the indigenization law will now be charged a fine of sorts or levy and are expected to submit their indigenization plans of compliance by March 31st.
Obviously, we will be putting in place a levy, and the levy will enable us to effectively punish those entities from a monetary perspective. But we still have other measures within the Act that allow for the cancellation of the license. So if those companies continue to not respect the laws of the land, then we have no option but to ask them to stop operating in Zimbabwe.
But Zimbabwe's former finance minister and leader of the opposition People's Democratic Party, Tendai Biti, scoffs at Zhuwao's threats, saying the country does not have the leverage to take such measures.
This is crazy in that this economy is overtaxed. This economy is in a recession. Companies are shutting down because they can't bear the weight of cost overruns. So to add an additional tax in the form of an empowerment levy is just crippling the remaining companies.
BT says the government's actions are a sure way to drive out foreign companies and investors.
And I can assure you that many companies, many individuals would rather shut down than pay this additional levy.
BT dismisses the new regulations announced by Zhuwao and Chinamasa as a ploy to hoodwink the International Monetary Fund, which last year stressed that Zimbabwe needs to clarify its indigenization law as a means of unlocking investments. BT says for foreign investment to come in, Harare must amend the act, not introduce cosmetic changes.
The key thing that drives indigenization in Zimbabwe is the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act, Chapter 14:33. And that section has got a section which is very clear, and that is Section 31A of the Act. And this says that all companies in Zimbabwe, at least 51%, should be held by indigenous people. So that section has not been repealed. So you can't put makeup or try to panel beat or try to mitigate this provision.
Among some of the changes under the new regulations, companies will be given up to 5 years to comply with the 51% threshold and the latitude, which could be relaxed for up to 20 years. Companies will also be allowed to apply for a further grace period of up to 20 years after the 5 years. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service, I'm Blessing Zulu in Washington.